tickets for the highly anticipated sequel to the infamous Fyre Festival, which collapsed in 2017, have officially gone on sale. The event's founder, Billy McFarland, promises that Fyre Festival 2 will be a much more successful affair, despite the heavy baggage left by the disastrous first edition, which led to widespread outrage, a lawsuit, and McFarland's conviction for fraud. The original Fyre Festival, once billed as a luxurious music festival set on a private island in the Bahamas, became synonymous with failure after attendees were greeted with subpar accommodations, a lack of organization, and music acts pulling out. The festival has been dubbed closer to the Hunger Games than Coachella and became the subject of documentaries, including Fyre, The Greatest Party That Never Happened and Fyre Fraud. McFarland, who was sentenced to 6 years in prison for defrauding investors and customers, served less than 4 years and has since been working on his comeback. The founder has expressed his belief that his second attempt at the festival could be a success. "I'm sure many people think I'm crazy for doing this again," McFarland stated. "But I feel I'd be crazy not to do it again." After years of reflection and now thoughtful planning, the new team and I have amazing plans for Fyre 2. The adventure seekers who trust the vision and take the leap will help make history. Set to take place on Isla Mujeres, a small island off the coast of Quintana Roo, Mexico, the sequel is being marketed as a luxury experience with ticket prices starting at $1,400 and escalating to an eye-watering $1.1 million for premium packages. McFarland explained that the high-priced tickets include exclusive access to luxury yachts docked near the island. According to McFarland, a significant portion of the funds, at least $500,000, will be put toward paying off debt still owed from the first festival, estimated to be around $26 million. Fyre Festival 2 is set to feature a mix of music, arts, cuisine, comedy, fashion, gaming, sports, and treasure hunting, promising unforgettable performances and immersive experiences. However, McFarland has yet to confirm the lineup, although he mentioned in a recent interview with the Today Show that the event would feature a diverse range of artists from electronic, hip-hop, pop, and rock genres.